Dead in Hip Hop, Young Dolph, Weak Main, King of Memphis. You know what it is. Ken, this is one of the better projects.
Yeah.
That Dolph has. And you know, there's another artist I'm gonna mention right now. Jeezy. Jeezy to me had a very good run of intro tracks. And this run that we are on with Dolph Week is a really good run of intro tracks. And not just the intro. Typically it's the first two to three that's like, what the fuck? And this one is no different. You know what I'm saying? Facts, that man, yo, that shit rot. But I'm not even going front. I think the hardest joint on this one is Fuck It. That Ken, that right there, you know what, man? That might be my theme music for 2022. You know what I'm saying? I know this joint came out back in 2016. But you know what though, Ken? With all of the bullshit that I've been through, with all of the stuff I continue to go through, that's exactly how I feel. Just fuck it, bro. Fuck it. Whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. But nah, man, I fuck with this. This is again epitome. Young Dolph is the epitome of bumping the whip music. This project right here, press play and just let it fucking ride. And you will not be disappointed. But fuck it. I fuck with it. Both ways.
Both ways. I like that shit.
Both ways is hard as hell. London on the Track did that one. Get Paid is also hard. And I like the last one too, Real Life. You know what I'm saying? I like how it ends. You know what I'm saying? Cause obviously Dolph has a lot of trappy type shit. But this one is a good way to close it out. You know what I'm saying? It felt like a closing track for this project. So but nah, I fuck with it. Even the length of time too. I feel like Dolph, unlike a lot of his counterparts in this area of hip hop, has given you a lot of projects that are easily digestible. He's also giving you those projects with 20 plus tracks. You know, so I think, man, again, you know, just from a business perspective, man, Dolph was very self-aware. You know, and the decisions that he makes with his music and how he moved with his business, it makes a lot of sense now that when you retrace the footsteps.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like this one, man. 2016, right after 16 Zips. I think that was 2015.
And before Bulletproof.
Yeah. Right before Bulletproof. So, obviously, yeah, he was definitely in a different place. The music reflects that. I'm with you on the intro tracks. I think my theme for next year is probably going to get paid. Because get paid, young nigga, get paid for 2022. Because I love what he said. Rule number one he said, get the money. He said, rule number two, what? Don't forget to go get the money. Yep. Like, I love when he said that shit, man, because, you know, I think what this year has taught a lot of people out there is that, you know, when it comes to work, that's why they call it the Great Resignation. You're being undervalued and you're being underappreciated. That whole thing, get paid, can apply so many different ways. 100. Like, you can quit your job and go to a better situation. You can start your own shit and try to make that shit. But whatever it is, like, all y'all listening, go get paid and try to make that shit happen. And that's what it's all about, man. You know, and trying to live in a way that you can enjoy life. But yeah, fuck it, bangs. I love fucking get paid. I think royalty is good too, man.
Royalty's hard.
Yeah, that shit go. Let's see. I think Let Me See It. Like, he got a lot of fucking bangers on this shit, man. And I love like coming off 16 Zips, it kept that same energy.
Oh yeah.
I was like, man, that's why, you know, and we're gonna talk about Bulletproof, but that's why Bulletproof was kind of threw me off a little bit. But we'll talk about that next. But yeah, like, and I wonder if this, like, I don't know the situation with him and
Yo Gotti.
Yeah. Why were they beefing? Do you know?
I don't remember what transpired. I know it was multi-layered. I know it had to do with music. It had to do with personal. I want to say Yo Gotti's brother was involved. It was a lot of Memphis type shit involved in it. I don't remember the particulars. I'm not gonna do the Google.
Okay. But yeah, man, a title like King of Memphis, like, like, you putting that shit out there. So I didn't know if that had something to do with it or not.
Well, again, like I said, there's a lot of Memphis shit. So Yo Gotti was you know, at this point, like the biggest artist out of, and Dolph is trying to stake his claim. And then, you know, like any city that is starting to pop, there's always, quote unquote, a king of that city.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolph was trying to take the throne. And it was just very interesting because obviously Yo Gotti has the commercial shit locked, right? Mm-hmm. And Dolph is up and coming, but Dolph, I personally felt like had more of the streets locked. So it was just that kind of conflict of interest. Again, add a lot of whole bunch of other stuff into it, it becomes a thing. And then I think Dolph's personality was that he's going to antagonize any situation. You know what I'm saying? Which is why he names his shit the King of Memphis, which is why the intro track on Bulletproof is called 100 Shots. Like, you know, like whatever happens, he's going to pour gasoline on it. It's like, what's good? You know, so Dolph never shied away from anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last one, I like USA. And I like how he did that hook on that one too. Red, white, and motherfucking blue. I got red bitches and shit like that. He said, I got some niggas that wear red, some niggas that wear blue. Like, so yeah, man. Overall, man, I thought this was a really solid, sweet project.
Mm-hmm.
I think you mentioned this on a review, like that 30-minute mark is a sweet spot.
Get in, get out. You know what I'm saying?
Real focus.
Yes. Yep. And I feel from an artist perspective, like it makes you get rid of the filler. You know, like you have to put your best foot forward on every track because there's no room for error. You know, so I like this this area.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what, Ken? Look, in the review, you gave them the favorite tracks. In the review, I gave them favorite tracks. So I'm going to just let them know this joint came out February 19th, 2016, 11 songs, 35 minutes, which is the best sweet spot in hip hop, in my opinion. I don't care what type of hip hop you make, commercial, underground, no drums, it don't matter. That 30 minutes or 45 minute mark is very sweet. 10 to 13, 14 songs, that's a very sweet spot. Again, you know, as a music reviewer doing it for a very long time now, it just, I don't know. I feel it's long enough to capture the attention, long enough for somebody to talk to you, but short enough to not feel overdrawn.
Yeah.
But you guys know what it is. It's Young Dolph Week. We'll be back tomorrow with another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.